I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the beginning of the end for Trump. Sunday night, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump faced off in a tense town hall debate following the release of an Access Hollywood video from 2005 that featured Trump speaking inappropriately about women. Jimmy Fallon tells us what Hillary was expecting from Donald at the debate. Stephen Colbert tells women how they can get back at Trump for his sexism. Michael Che and Colin Jost join in with some timely remarks about Tic Tacs. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Audio was released of Donald Trump making extremely lewd comments about women, which many people think could cost him the election. Or as Trump put it this morning, it certainly has been an interesting 24 hours. Wow, way to read the mood of the country.
Apparently, Hillary says she's expecting a prepared and focused Donald Trump to show up for Sunday's debate. Trump said, wrong.
You'll say that. And one of the things that hurt Trump in the last debate is the fact that he offended some women by insulting their looks and others by complimenting their looks. And this weekend, he was asked to defend all those comments.
Do you understand the concern from parents of younger girls that some of the wording that you've used to talk about attractiveness or unattractiveness might make it more difficult for girls who are struggling with their body image and the pressure to be model perfect?
Sure, I do. And you know, a lot of this is done in the entertainment business. I'm being interviewed for Apprentice long before I ever thought in terms of running for office,
right.
Obviously. So this was really something that I just decided to do, but a lot of that was done for the purpose of entertainment.
See, women, he wasn't demeaning and degrading you. He was demeaning and degrading you for entertainment. And if women don't like it, they can find their own form of entertainment. Maybe, I don't know, voting against Donald Trump this November. Just for fun, I don't know. I can't think of anything more entertaining than watching him give a concession speech.
I somehow honestly thought Donald Trump had peaked on the wackadoo meter. Turns out he's got another gear. How is that even possible? Is he going for the record? This is like when Barry Bonds had an all-time great career and then did steroids. You started your campaign accusing Mexicans of being rapists. Now you're on tape explaining how you sexually assault women. The only way that could be more hypocritical is if you said it in Spanish.
And you know this isn't even the worst thing he's ever said. This is just the worst thing he said to Billy Bush while mic'd on an Access Hollywood bus.
Actually, Hillary Clinton just did an interview with Elle magazine and said in high school she ran for class president and lost. But it got weird when she showed up at her high school 8 years later and ran again. And it just couldn't stop. Wow. Had to do it.
And it's amazing now to see Republicans scrambling to get away from Trump now. Like, this is the one deal breaker. And you know who else came out and condemned Trump's remarks? Tic Tacs. Like, the actual breath mints came out and tweeted in support of women. And they should support women, because now if you're a woman and you hear Tic Tac shaking in someone's pocket, it's like hearing the Jaws theme.
In the same interview, Hillary Clinton told the story about when she wore a fake ponytail to school that got pulled off in front of everyone. She said it was the worst moment of her life. Even Hillary's fact checkers were like, sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst. That ponytail, let's go with that.
And just to clarify, the solution for your urges to randomly mouth kiss and crotch grab unsuspecting women is Tic Tacs? Dude, I don't think the problem women have with sexual assault is bad breath. That's like Bill Cosby using a coaster for one of his love potions. And by the way, you might want to take it easy on those Tic Tacs because I think they might be turning your skin orange.
But here's some good news for Hillary. A new poll has Hillary Clinton ahead of Donald Trump in the swing state of New Hampshire. But Trump said he didn't care because if he can't win New Hampshire, he'll just build an even newer Hampshire and make the old Hampshire pay for it. This is the newest Hampshire ever.
Trump apologized the way a drunk ex would at midnight on Facebook.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.